This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear respected brothers and sisters, as requested from our brothers to speak about Surah Al-Hujurat. What an excellent choice. This chapter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down in order to better the akhlaq, the etiquettes and the manners of the companions firstly, and everyone else who comes after secondly. There are a number of lessons that we can take away from this surah, this chapter, Surah Al-Hujurat, also known as Surah Al-Adab, the chapter of etiquettes. Allah Azza wa Jal in this surah, He mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, 5 times. Which means, O you who believe. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say, whenever you hear, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, fa'ar'iha sam'ak. Make sure you lend your ear. Because you are about to hear that which is extremely important. Either it is a commandment of Allah telling you what to do, or a prohibition, a nahi, telling you to stay away from something that will be of great importance to your religion. The first, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, my beloved brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers and sisters, He starts off by saying, O you who believe. A number of benefits that we can take away. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is calling you out with the best of awsaf, with the best of descriptions. He's saying to His ibad, O you who believe, if Allah is speaking to His servants in such a wonderful manner, how is it that we as human beings, we refer to others with the worst of nida'at, with the worst of calls? Sometimes you hear someone saying, Ya Baqar Ta'al, O cow, come here. Or he speaks to his wife and says, O you big one. Speaking to his wife in this manner, when calling her out, or Ya Haywan, O donkey, O animal, go and do this and go and do that. But Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. When we've done something wrong, my brothers and my sisters, we are addressed in this manner, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Right. Also, what this shows us, my brothers and my sisters, the fact that Allah sent down this surah to better the manners of who? The Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. They migrated to Al-Madinah, my beloved brothers and sisters, many of them. Right. And even then, Allah is sending down a surah with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and then so many instructions to better the akhlaq. My brothers and my sisters, what does this show us? That no matter how solid and how good you become in your deen, you are always in need of bettering yourself more and more. Sometimes we walk around as if we have this saved sect syndrome. Because maybe we have embraced the correct form of da'wah. We tell ourselves we are following the Quran and the Sunnah, which is of course how we follow our religion. Lakin, we walk around the face of this earth as if we have a green card to enter into Al-Jannah. I am saved. No, my beloved brothers and sisters. Inshallah ta'ala, you are upon that which is correct by following the Quran and the Sunnah, but there's still work to do. There is still a lot of work to do. Allah is sending down this surah, this chapter, for the companions firstly. This is after they've done something that is so great. They migrated from Makkah to Al-Madinah. They left behind so much, and even then, they are being disciplined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers and sisters, when He said, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Do not go in front of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This can mean a number of things, my beloved brothers and sisters. However, that which I'm going to highlight is putting forth your intellect over the text that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down. تقديم العقل على النقل. Especially in today's day and age, where we hear a lot of these ideologies, whether it is feminism, liberalism, secularism, and whatever else people follow today in order to structure their lives. The non-Muslim beautifies for us that this doesn't make sense, and what they are upon is that which makes sense. Right? And we've been speaking a lot about it in our lectures in most recent times. Children, they go to these universities that are under the influence of Western ideology. Mutadayyin or mutadayyina, someone who's adhering to her religion, and then she walks into those who have colonized minds, teaching her how she should structure her life. For example, now, this issue of feminism, she is convinced that everything has to be looked through the lens of equal rights, and that this is the right way forward. When in reality, Allah did not come to establish equal rights, He came to establish justice. So she's convinced that she has to look through these lens. And inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, we will speak about this in a lot of more detail. Point being, الشاهد من الكلام, she comes to the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all of these shubuhat, and then she comes to these verses where Allah speaks about al-mirath, the inheritance. When He said, لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, there has to be a ratio of 2 to 1 when it comes to distributing the inheritance, right? She says, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't fall in line with my intellect. هَذَا ظُلْمٌ. This is oppressive. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا. And this is something that is extremely dangerous on the edge of Islam. This is just one example. So many a time, my brothers and my sisters, one goes to university and comes out with these shubuhat. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't fall in line with my intellect. Why is it that we fail to understand, my beloved brothers and sisters? If you ask someone, can you see that which is happening on the other side of the road? Can anyone here see that? Wallahi, we can't. Our eyes are limited. Can we hear that which is happening on the other side? No, we can't, because our ears are limited. Can we smell that which is happening outside? La, because what we can smell is limited. If you accept now that all of these body parts are limited, why do you fail to understand that your aql, that your intellect is limited as well? So many ahadith, it doesn't make sense to us, it doesn't make sense to you. Just because you don't have the answers, that doesn't mean there aren't any answers. I'll say that again. Just because you don't have the answers, that doesn't mean there aren't any answers. And there is no tanaqud, there is no contradiction when it comes to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Only our intellects are limited. My beloved brothers and sisters, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, he gives an example of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his son. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to his son, Ya bunay arkam ma'ana wa la takun ma'al kafirin. O son, get on the ship. Allah is about to send a flood. He said, get on the ship and do not be from the kafirin. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Don't worry, Dad. I'm going to go all the way on top of that mountain, and this flood that is about to come, it will not affect me in any way, shape, or form. هَذَا عَقَلٌ. He tried to use his intellect. If Allah wants something, it's going to happen. No matter how smart and intelligent you think you are. Right? He tried to use his intellect over the text, over the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then said, quoting Nuh, قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. You will not be able to protect yourself, my son. Nothing can protect you from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا وَحِي. And this is the revelation. Now you have the intellect. You have the intellect and you have the wahi. ماذا حصل وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. هذا هو النتيجة. This is now the end result. What happened? He drowned. He became from the مغرقين. يقول الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه says, فكل من قدم عقله على نصوص الكتاب والسنة الصحيحة غرق في ظلمات بحار الأهواء والبدع. من تعود معارضة الشرع بالعقل لا يستقر في قلبه إيمان. He says, every person who tries to give precedence to his intellect, he thinks he's more smarter and more intellectual and more intelligent. When looking at the kitab and the sunnah as-sahihah, this person, he will drown. في ظلمات بحار الأهواء. In the darkness of desires and also innovations. Bid'ah. He then says, من تعود معارضة الشرع بالعقل لا يستقر في قلبه إيمان. Whoever makes it a habit to always go against the Quran of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iman will no longer remain in his heart. This is why Imam al-Dhahabi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he spoke about Abu al-Hasan al-Rawandi in his tarjama, in Sir Alam al-Nubala, he said about him that he was someone that was so intellectual. عَدِيمُ النَّظِيرُ. No one was like him, my beloved brothers and sisters, when it came to what? مُنْعَدِمُ النَّذِيرُ فِي الذَّكَاءِ وَفَهْمِ الْمَعْقُولِ. No one was like him. He was an intellectual. He was a brainiac. You will not find anyone like him, right, in intelligence. However, my brothers and my sisters, he became deluded and carried away with his intellect. So in his tarjama, al-Dhahabi says, al-mulhid aduwuddin sahib al-tasanif al-hatti an al-milla. He used to write books refuting the religion of Islam. وكان يلازم الرافضة والملاحدة. He used to sit with atheists and the rejectionists, the رافضة. وكان في أول أمره حسن السيرة كثير الحياء منعدم النظير في الذكاء. Even though at the beginning he was someone who was shy, he was someone, my beloved brothers and sisters, who had the best of etiquettes, right? However, became deluded with his intellect. You know what Imam al-Dhahabi rahmatullahi alayhi then says right at the end? لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الذَّكَاءَ بِلَا إِيمَانٍ. May the curse of Allah be upon the individual who has intellect but he has no faith. And then he makes dua. وَرَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْبَلَادَةِ مَعَ التَّقْوَى. He says, may Allah be pleased with the one who might be dumb, who doesn't have, right, the intellect that others may have. وَلَكِنْ he has a taqwa inside of his heart. He is someone that puts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always first. The second verse, my beloved brothers and sisters, that I want to mention is when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. O you who believe, do not raise your voice over the voice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are adab, there are etiquettes that we can take from this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Sometimes we are sitting in a lecture and Allah is being mentioned and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statements are also being revised and addressed, right? And then we begin to speak over it. This verse was sent down when the voices began to arise, right? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking. This is in his lifetime, but after his death, we have his sunnah. Someone says to you, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this, and then you say, forget it, I'm going to do what I want. Or maybe because, right, the hadith are being recited and you are raising your voice, having private discussions in the class. وَهَذَا لَا يَصْلُحْ. What happens, my brothers and my sisters? أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. All of your good deeds will become fruitless. It will become void. You could end up losing all of your hard work that you did in the last year because you raised your voice over the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون. براء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه, he commented on this verse. إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات. Some of the companions, they would be what? Calling out to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, oh Muhammad, come out. While the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is inside of his house. Imagine someone done that to you, you're sleeping, and he's knocking, Ya Muhammad, Ya Abu Bakr, come out of the house. How disturbing that would be. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Most of them, they do not take heed. Bara ibn Azib, he says about this, قَالَ فَقَامَ رَجٌ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. After this verse was mentioned, a man stood up and he said, O Messenger of Allah, إن حمدي زين وإن ذمي شين. If I praise someone, if I say something good about him, it ends up becoming good for him. وإن ذمي شين. And whenever I criticize someone, this man is saying this, right? And whenever I say something negative about another, it ends up having a negative impact on him. يعني, he has appointed himself as the one who raises and also what? Puts people down, right? And that this is a determining factor with regards to someone's reputation. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, ذَاكَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can raise and can also put down. If Allah azza wa jal, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased by your actions, my brothers and my sisters, it is Him that raises you in the eyes of the people. That brings me to something very, very important, my beloved brothers and sisters. And this is the recipe of how you can drop yourself in the eyes of the people. كيف تكون ذليلا بين الناس. Because everyone, my brothers and my sisters, wants to be respected by his people. He wants to be respected by his family. However, there are certain things, if we were to do it, it will cause us to have a tainted reputation. It will cause us to drop in the eyes of the people, my beloved brothers and sisters. ما هي يقول ابن الجوزي رحمة الله عليه. My brothers and my sisters, listen up. We care a lot about our reputations and we don't want it to get tainted. Here, ابن الجوزي, he teaches us how you drop in the eyes of the people. كيف تسخط في أعين الناس. He says, رأيت أقواما من المنتسبين إلى العلم أهمل نظر الله عز وجل في الخلوات فمحا محاسن ذكرهم في الجلوات. الله أكبر. He talks about people of knowledge or those who ascribe to ilm. I saw many of those, he says, who ascribe to knowledge. However, behind closed doors, when they were alone, أهملوا نظر الله عز وجل في الخلوات. They stopped being conscious of Allah watching them when they were alone. Sometimes you think to yourself, Wallahi, in the public, I will have a particular image. I will act all righteous, right? But then behind closed doors, he's watching what? Netflix. He's watching all types of haram. He's watching al-khubth wal-khaba'ith. Right? Thinking, I can still hold on to my good reputation when I go outside. Especially if you are a person who is a hafid that people respect, or you have a high status in the community, or you're a shaykh or ilmin, and people respect you, you will drop. If behind closed doors, you have a different life. And we've seen it, my brothers and my sisters, over the years. People that were respected, people looked at them like they were the stars. But then the reality of their private life came out into the public. And then zoom, right? كَأَنَّهُمْ مَا كَانُوا. So look what he says. Allah Azza wa Jal, فَمَحَا مَحَاسِنَ ذِكْرِهِمْ فِي الْجَلَوَاتِ. Allah caused all the good things that is mentioned about them in public to disappear. Ibn al-Jawzi, he died in the year 597. He is not alive today. Look what he then says, فَكَانُوا مَوْجُودِينَ كَالْمَعْدُومِينَ. Whenever they would then come, right? They are here, but they are absent at the same time. لَا حَلَاوَةَ لِرُؤْيَتِهِمْ وَلَا قَلْبَ يَحْنُ إِلَى لِقَائِهِمْ. Right? There was no sweetness in wanting to see them. And the hearts stopped yearning for them. You want to be respected. You want someone with a high status. You want to be like that. Be someone who works on his private life. He rectifies his private life. He does more private things for the sake of Allah than that which he does in public. Right? Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, ذنوب الخلوات سبب الانتكاسات. The private sins are a big reason why you will go astray. Big reason. وعبادة الخلوات سبب للثبات. And the acts of worship that you do in private is a big reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you firm upon your religion, my beloved brothers and sisters. The statements are many, my beloved brothers and sisters. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one time she wrote a letter to Muawiyah. She said, أما بعد فإن العبد إذا عمل بمعصية الله عاد حامده من الناس دما. If one now carries out sins, the ones that used to praise him, all of a sudden will turn into those who are criticizing him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My beloved brothers and sisters, Ibn Hajar, he says the following in continuation to the last point that I mentioned في فتح الباري, and he says, ألا إن حكمة الله تعالى قد تقتضي في بعض الأحيان في حق بعض الناس أن يرفع الله عنه ستره. He says, from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, من حكمته, that at times he causes the sitr, you know, the veil that is covering your sins, to be lifted. We have a lot of sins, my brothers and my sisters, right? We have a lot of sins. Imagine Allah lifted the veil and then people came to see the sins that we do in private, how embarrassed we would feel. Here Ibn Hajar is saying that sometimes Allah causes this veil to be lifted. And that is out of His divine wisdom. وَيُظْهِرُ عَيْبَهُ أَوْ ذَنْبَهُ لِبَعْضِ خَلْقِهِ. People begin to find out about what He does behind closed doors. إِمَّا تَعْجِيلًا لِلْعُقُوبَةِ. Maybe because Allah wants to punish him now before the hereafter. I don't think any of us want to meet Allah with a single sin. We would rather be exposed to the whole dunya now than to meet Allah with one sin, my beloved brothers and sisters. أو تنبيهاً وزجراً للمؤمن. Or it may well be that Allah Azza wa Jal wants to notify. He wants to alert him. He wants to alert him so that he repents now before he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أو عبرة لمن يعتبر. أو غير ذلك من الحكم التي لا نحيط بها علما. Or it could be, my beloved brothers and sisters, that Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to become a lesson for other people. You will become a ibrah. You will become a lesson for everyone else. So people become scared of having a similar fate. Also, Yahya ibn Mu'adh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, من خان الله عز وجل في السر حتى كسره في العلانية. Whoever tries to cheat Allah behind closed doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose him in the open. This is all, my brothers and my sisters, because of the dhunub al-khalawat. To conclude, my beloved brothers and sisters, I want to mention two more verses. The first is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. And in the other riwayah, فَتَثَبَّتُوا. Oh, you who believe, Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking to us, my brothers and my sisters. Are we people of Iman? Are we people of faith? Let's take this personally that Allah is addressing us directly. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. a fasiq, a transgressor, someone who's a sinner, right? He comes to you with some information. Should we just take it, my brothers and my sisters, and run with this information that he brought us, especially when it is about other people? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us manners and etiquettes. فَتَثَبَّتُوا فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Verify this information. Double check. Is this true? Don't be a self-labut, as they say, where you jump the gun and you're ready to criticize and to place blame on others. The poet, he says, تَأَنِّي وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِلَوْمِكَ صَاحِبًا لَعَلَّ لَهُ عُذْرًا وَأَنْتَ تَلُومُ. Be calm. Don't be hasty. Right? Don't be quick in holding him to account. لَعَلَّ لَهُ عُذْرًا. He might have an excuse while you are there placing blame on him, my brothers and my sisters. Right? From the greatest of causes that brings about animosity, hatred, adawa بين الإخوة, is that someone comes and he brings you information about someone that you always had a good, respectful relationship with. Right? You know him for 15 years, 15 سنة. Someone comes and brings you information, and then 15 سنة, 15 years, خلاص. You've destroyed, هدمت هذه العلاقة. You've destroyed this relationship, right? Over some information which you don't even know with certainty, right, to be correct. ولذلك, my brothers and my sisters, one of my favorite statements is what Ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned في مختصر منهاج القاصدين, right, saying the following: وكل من نقلت إليه النميمة مثل أن يقال له قال فيك فلان كذا وكذا أو فعل في حقك كذا وكذا. Anyone who comes to you and says that so and so is saying X, Y, and Z about you, you must do 6 things. You must do how many things? 6 things. نميمة, النمام, right? الذي ينقل الأخبار ليفسد بين الناس. The one who moves information from here to there in order to cause corruption between the people, my beloved brothers and sisters. لا يدخل الجنة قتات. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told us. A قتات is a little bit different to the نمام, but they are similar, right? They won't enter into the Jannah. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told us. Right. One time the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked past the grave, right? He said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. They are being punished. Punished for what? The scholars, they interpreted this statement in different ways. For something that is hugely major. Others mentioned it could have been easily avoided. Right? It could have been easily avoided. Something small that could have been easily avoided, but it's very, very big. Right, in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. One of them is, كان يمشي بالنميمة. He's being tortured in the grave because he used to be a namam. He will take information, oh, so-and-so said X, Y, and Z about you. Even if it is true, you're not allowed to do that. So what are these 6 things, my brothers and my sisters? And we will finish with this because of the time. الأول, number one, أن لا يصدق الناقل لأن النمامة فاسق مردود الشهادة. Number one, you shouldn't believe what he says. You shouldn't believe what he says. Why? Because the namam in the sharia, the one who does namima, is a fasiq. He's a transgressor. In court, في المحكمة, his shahada is مردودة. It is rejected because of what he engages in. Number two, أن ينهاه عن ذلك وينصحه. You need to stop that person from doing that. And you need to advise him, don't do this, because it's something that is haram. It is displeasing to Allah. Number three, أن يبغضه في الله فإنه بغيض عند الله. That you now dislike him for the sake of Allah, because what he's doing is very displeasing to Allah جل في علا. Number four, أن لا يظن
بأخيه الغائب السوء أو أن يظن بأخيه الغائب السوء. You shouldn't think bad of your brother. That shouldn't lead you now to think bad about your brother. Number five, أن لا يحمله ما حكي له على التجسس والبحث لقوله تعالى ولا تجسسوا. This shouldn't now lead you to being a jasus, right? Someone who goes out and spies. Oh, so-and-so said this, right? Okay, just to make sure, let me send some people now to spy, to ask him these questions. No, do not be a spy, as Allah says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. And this is the other ayah in Surah Al-Hujurat. Number six, أَنْ لَا يَرْضَى لِنَفْسِهِ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ النَّمَّامَةِ فَلَا يَحْكِي نَمِيمَتَهُ. Number six, my brothers and my sisters, we might say to that person, أخي, what you are doing is wrong. But then what do you do later? Maybe you and your friends are sitting around, right? And you say, Akhi man, it reached me that so-and-so said this. 5 minutes ago, you were telling that namam, don't do this. And now you are relating this information to someone else. Wallahi ma yasir. Right? These are adab and etiquettes, my brothers and my sisters. يَنْبَغِي عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَتَزَيَّنَ بِهَا. It is only appropriate that one beautifies himself with it. To conclude, because I have another 2 minutes, the final verse, my brothers and my sisters, that I wanted to mention, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُّحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to refrain from a number of things. Number one, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Stay away from a lot of the suspicion. إن بعض الظن إثم. Some of it is a sin. Not all of it, but some of it is. You're being told, stay away from having evil assumptions of others. Majority of the time, it is what? That which is untrue. إن بعض الظن إثم. Part of it is that which is sinful. That which we are told after that, my brothers and my sisters, is وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not spy on one another. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ. Number three, do not backbite one another, my brothers and my sisters. These three things that we are mentioning here in this verse, did you know, my brothers and my sisters, they are connected to one another? When you have bad thoughts about others, what is a lot of the time the next step that one takes? He begins to spy. سُوءَ الظَّنِّ. يؤدي إلى التجسس. It leads to what? Wanting to find out more. You send people to him. And then my brothers and my sisters, after finding out this information, you begin to backbite. You begin to speak ill about the other behind his back. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. Right? The asal is, the asal, the base default ruling. When someone comes to you with information about an individual that you know about nothing except good, how should we respond? لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا. Right. This is the verse that Allah sent down concerning Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When they spread about her being someone who committed a zina, it got to some people, it affected them. Allah is saying, the way it should be, you hear this information straight away. هذا إفك مبين. This is indeed a great slander. We don't let it get to us, my brothers and my sisters. Right? My brothers and my sisters, this is one of the greatest benefits that you will hear pertaining to su'a dhan, right? That will put you in a much better place when you go to sleep. The scholars, they mentioned that if there was only one benefit about having good thoughts about others, right? And one evil trait about su'a dhan, one evil, right, thing about su'a dhan, bad thoughts about others, which is when you go to sleep, you can't sleep properly, right? It places a huge burden on your shoulders. It makes you feel extremely heavy inside. Then it would be sufficient.
to get rid of these bad thoughts. And the opposite, حسن الظن, you have good thoughts of the people, you will end up sleeping like a baby. Comfort, coolness. You're not worrying about that person and this person and that, this guy said that. Akhi, حسن الظن, put it to the side. Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of it for me. Because if it is even true, I am the oppressed. Wallahu adlun fi qada'ih. Allah Azza wa Jal is just in His decree. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. لوط عليه الصلاة والسلام would make the دعاء ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. Oh Allah, protect me and my family from what they do. So we say ربي نجنا وأهالينا مما يعملون. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة.